Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan responded today to the new scoring of the American Health Care Act, the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. The CBO says the ACHA, which narrowly passed in the House, would leave 23 million more people uninsured in a decade than Obamacare. 14 million people would be uninsured next year. Ryan stood by the bill.
Not only is this an unstable individual insurance market, we have a collapsing individual insurance market, and that is why this is a rescue mission.
Let's bring in Allison Kojak, NPR health policy correspondent. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Robin.
And first to that claim, is the insurance market collapsing? Yesterday we saw Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, that area's top insurer, say it would exit the Affordable Care Exchange next year. That probably feels a little collapsing in that area, but is the market collapsing?
Well, I think there definitely is instability in the market, but most experts say it is not actually collapsing. And there's definitely some debate about what is causing the current instability. I think at the beginning of the year, if you asked people, they would say, no, it is not collapsing. And more health insurers have been pulling out or filing rate increases, in part because there's so much uncertainty about what's going to happen in the healthcare system over the next year. And, you know, just on top of that filing yesterday, Blue Cross Blue Shield in North Carolina today filed rates, and they said they're raising their rates more than 20%. But they blamed it in part on actions taken by the administration, basically threatening to withhold payments for subsidies that they've been getting over the last few years. So some will argue that the instability is being caused by the current political situation.
Well, remember that the basis of insurance is spreading the risk among a large pool of people. And it sounds like insurers are saying, wait, if you're not going to cover certain people, then we have to raise the price in order to pay. And so explain what the CBO found. First of all, how would 14 million people become uninsured by next year, or 24 million or 23 million after that? Where would the cuts be there?
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of those cuts, the CBO says, are because there would no longer be the requirement that people own insurance. So people would just drop insurance if they thought it was too expensive. And in addition, there's a huge amount of people who would lose insurance because of cutbacks to Medicaid. Under Obamacare, Medicaid was expanded to adults who make slightly more than poverty income. And that's going to be frozen and then slowly rolled back over time as people fall off the rolls because they make a little bit more money, they would not be able to re-enter. So over time, those two things add up to about 23 million people fewer having insurance in 10 years than would otherwise.
Well, in addition, costs are expected to go up for things like maternity care, mental health, substance abuse services, maybe by thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it could. And this is where some of the complexity of the bill comes in. The bill allows states to get waivers to get out of the requirements under Obamacare that certain things have to be included in your insurance. So if you live in one of those waiver states and they do say you don't no longer have to cover maternity care or mental health or even prescription drugs, then insurance companies either won't include them and you have to pay cash, or you could potentially buy an insurance rider. But those riders tend to be really pricey because the only people who buy them are people who are likely to use them.
Okay. What else are you seeing? What jumps out at you from the CBO scoring?
Well, one of the things that I saw that was really compelling is that the people who are going to win under this bill, it suggests, are younger, healthier people, because the bill would lower the average insurance rates by making insurance policies less comprehensive and by being able to exclude in some places people who have higher healthcare costs. But the losers are the older people and those who are more sick, because their subsidies to buy insurance are going to go down, but their premiums are going to go up.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen? The Senate, prior to this scoring, had said, people in the Senate, like Susan Collins of Maine, had said, well, we're just going to tear up the House plan and we're going to start over again. What do you think is going to happen now?
Well, this certainly didn't help the cause at all. The bill still says about as many people are going to be uninsured under this bill, and it reduced the amount of deficit reduction. So it wasn't particularly good news. The Senate has two groups actually working on a health care plan. One is sanctioned by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. It's a group of Republicans. They're working on a bill. But then there's this sort of extra separate group that Susan Collins is involved with. And it's a bipartisan group, and they're kind of all, both working in secret, so it's hard to really know what's going to come out of that. But they're definitely not using this House-passed American Health Care Act as their basis.
Well, quick question. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price said in a statement yesterday, the CBO was wrong when they analyzed Obamacare's effect on cost and coverage, and they are wrong again. Is there some truth to that? Or Democrats are saying, well, we were going to tweak it anyway.
There's some truth to it. The CBO thought a lot more people would buy insurance under the Obamacare exchanges and fewer would get it under Medicaid expansion. But what they got right was how many more people would have insurance under Obamacare.
That's NPR health policy correspondent Allison Kojak. Allison, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.